Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Now we'll continue our series on the national science test questions that American kids can answer with none other. The Science Guy. Today answering some test questions and some questions that you sent in. Bill Nye, the Science Guy, who everybody probably remembers from his PBS show, is also the executive director of the Planetary Society. Bill, thanks so much for doing this. Welcome to WNYC.
It's so good to be here.
And listeners, this is part five of our seven-part series on these test questions. We'll continue tomorrow and Wednesday when our pledge drive continues. Today we are pledge free, thanks to your generosity earlier this morning. So let's jump right in. Jennifer wrote on our Facebook wall, "Can you explain barometric pressure and its effect on weather patterns?" She says, "I get migraines when the weather temperature rises dramatically and there is also an increase in humidity. I want to understand this better so I can prevent the headaches that often occur."
Well, it sounds like there are several questions. But first of all, everybody, barometric pressure is the weight of the atmosphere. The deeper you are in the atmosphere, the heavier, the more air is above you, and the more pressure will be on your ears. And I guess the back of your neck, which is where most people get headaches. So if you dive to the bottom of the swimming pool, you can feel the pressure on your ears. When you're low in the atmosphere, you feel the pressure on your whole body.
So there's nothing she could do about it, is there? She says she wants to understand it better so she can prevent the migraines.
People have been trying to prevent migraines for a long time. I'm not an expert on that, but this is the first report I've heard of barometric pressure affecting migraines.
All right.
Another, we always remind people to stay hydrated.
Another question from a listener, this one on our website. What is the largest species on the planet measured by total combined body mass? If it isn't humans, are we likely to take over the top spot? And if so, when?
Oh, I think there are several tons of termites for every human. There are several tons of termites.
Huh. I wonder if that's what the question meant.
So you can then say, well, are insects a species? No. I mean, there are many, 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 many species of insects. So knock yourself out, humans. I don't think you're going to outweigh, for example, plankton. Some good species of algae will probably outweigh us. The ocean is a big thing. You start putting stuff in the ocean, it's hard to catch up.
And we're not the only ones doing science explainers on the radio these days, as it turns out. I don't know if you were aware, Bill, that Mayor Bloomberg explained how magnets work on Friday on his WOR show. Listen.
Well, as you probably know, everything is made up of atoms, and atoms have electrons, usually in pairs, orbiting around them, and they create many magnetic fields, but the two electrons spin in orbit as pairs, spin in opposite directions, they cancel out each other. But magnetic materials aren't in pairs, so the spins don't cancel out each other, and if there's enough of them, it creates a magnetic field. Anything else you wanted to know?
All right, Bill, the Science Guy, how did Mike the Mayor Guy do?
It's all right. It's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah. But the point is that we all need to be scientifically literate. And that some materials have this so-called virtual current, where there's an electric field circulating from atom to atom, or molecule, well, atom to atom. And so when they do, you get magnetism. You can either induce the field with another magnetic field, or some materials like iron can hold that field, can hold that virtual current indefinitely. It's quite a thing. It's crazy.
Well,
who knows what else we haven't discovered?
Yeah, if he can do science on the air, maybe you can fix the schools.
He probably could.
An actual.
So what we have to do?
Yes.
We have to get the income of a teacher to be comparable to the income of another professional with a master's degree. This would be comparable to the income of an economist or an engineer, a software engineer. Then you could effect big change.
Very scientific. An actual eighth grade question from the NAEP, the national test, categorized as hard by the test graders. It says, using your knowledge of the water cycle, explain why rainwater is not salty, even though ocean water is. So you'd think rainwater, you know, salty water, I mean ocean water, salty water evaporates, then it falls again. Where'd the salt go?
Salt stays in the ocean. And more, along with that, here's an interesting question for you. Why doesn't the ocean just get saltier and saltier and saltier?
Because
it's salt running off the land.
If it's all running off. All right, I give up.
Well, it circulates through the Earth's crust. It's part of tectonic plate action, the movement of tectonic plates. And so the salt has stayed roughly the same for many, many millions of years.
And Julia wrote on our Facebook page, I wonder what Bill thinks about the quality of scientific thinking in our culture. Do we exhibit enough skepticism, and do we appropriately evaluate evidence?
No.
One-word answer.
Otherwise, you wouldn't have astrologers making a living. If people were scientifically literate and I'm not joking. I mean,
they wouldn't talk about being Pisces.
They wouldn't. No, it just wouldn't be an issue. It'd be of interest historically, but people wouldn't put any stock in it. No pun intended.
Now, can you answer Gaetano's question in our last 30 seconds from our Facebook page, where he writes, what is the most plausible alternative to the Big Bang theory?
Don't know. The Big Bang, in the word theory, very well understood from remarkable evidence. People looked at stars, found they're all moving apart in every direction. And then you can figure out where they all came from, the galactic or the center of the universe. And you can wonder what happened before that. And here's another thing you can wonder. Why are they accelerating? They're not slowing down. These objects, distant objects, are accelerating.
10 seconds. Why?
Do you know why?
No.
Nobody knows why. If you do, maybe you'll get a Nobel Prize. You might change the course of human history.
Something to aspire to. Bill Nye, the Science Guy, also Executive Director of the Planetary Society. Thank you for joining us for a day of our science test series. That was great.
Thank you.
Now, listeners, I want to invite you to a free event. It's this Thursday night, March 10th. I'll be moderating a debate called First Principles on the Proper Role of Government with the leaders of the liberal think tank Demos and the Ayn Rand Institute. Tickets are free, but you have to RSVP, so go to our politics website. It's afreecountry.org if you want to come on Thursday night. It is All the Money in Half the Time Monday. We are pledge-free the rest of the day. Thank you for your support. Leonard Lopate coming up right after the news. Pledge-free today, WNYC, FM, and AM New York, and WNYC.org.